This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Congress failed to pass nearly 200 federal anti-lynching bills during the first half of the 20th century and spurned requests for action from seven presidents. Kim Jong-un has indicated that North Korea would give up nukes for a pledge that the U.S. would not attack. Sprint and T-Mobile have once again agreed to a merger, this time for $26.5 billion if approved by antitrust regulators. The Montgomery Advertiser has apologized and asked for forgiveness for its role in dismissing black lynchings and encouraging them. The Jackson Sun in Tennessee and the Herald Leader in Lexington, Kentucky have also apologized for their lack of coverage of the civil rights movement. A 2016 RAND report concluded that letting transgender people serve would have minimal impact on Pentagon readiness and healthcare costs. Pentagon data shows they are deployable. Of 994 service members diagnosed with gender dysphoria in 2016-17, 393 were deployable to Iraq and Afghanistan, and only one was unable to complete the deployment because of mental health reasons. Walmart is in discussions to give up control of stores in the United Kingdom and Brazil, where it has struggled and spent billions trying to make progress now in India. Median pay at Google parent Alphabet is $197,000 per year. At Facebook, it is $240,000 annually. Portland, Oregon now has several dozen standalone sanitation cubicles. San Francisco has about 25. But compared to other places around the world, our whole country is a disgrace. Cities such as Tokyo, Singapore, and some in rising China have public bathrooms at everyone's convenience, and they are clean and even sparkling. Studies of DNA indicate that the evolutionary branches of humans and chimpanzees split roughly 7 million years ago. The Herfindahl-Hirschman Index is a formula regulators use to assess an industry's competitiveness. If the index produces a result of more than 2,500 points, the industry is considered highly concentrated and the government begins investigations. Thousands protested in Moscow against the government's efforts to block the messaging application called Telegram. The demonstration quickly transitioned to one raising complaints against President Putin. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.